Yeah, it's May 11th on your calendar, 2021. I'm sorry, I was just... There's my distraction again. I apologize.
What's distracting you?
I go on, most listeners are saying, we couldn't tell the difference. Sounds like any other day. just the way it is now. Yeah, I'm already out of work. Like I say, I'm not here. I've already checked out.
You're here.
Punched the clock.
No, you're here.
You think I'm here, but I'm not.
Does that shirt say baseball on it?
Yeah, it does.
It does. It does.
I think we know why, Dave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing my Valley Lutheran Chargers baseball shirt that I'll have on for game day today.
Yeah,
I don't want to, you know, concentrate on the fact that, you know, I'm coaching the Valley Lutheran JV team. We have a lot of schools that are in the area, a lot of great sports teams that are playing in the spring, by the way, and many very successfully, thankfully, of all the spring sports. Kids are happy to be outside running around. It's good to see baseball and softball and track and
all that.
And soccer, and it's just cool.
Yeah.
But today we have a chance to experience something very special. Both the junior varsity and the varsity team of Valley Lutheran and the Coleman Comets, the opposition. We are playing today at Dow Diamond.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Cool.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Now you know why I'm not here right now.
Yeah, right.
Christmas morning has arrived. And I've already unwrapped the packages and I'm playing. I'm running the lineup card through my mind and anticipating having a chance to stand in the third base box and just taking on the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, by the way, there's a game being played.
Yes, right. One game or a doubleheader?
Well, it's one game each.
Okay, one junior JV.
JV will play at 5, and varsity will play at 7:30.
Oh, so the varsity will be under the lights?
Yeah.
Oh,
how cool is that?
That's awesome.
Isn't that going to be cool for varsity? Yeah. Yeah. Well, they'll start in some daylight. You know, it's getting light until 9 o'clock these days.
Yeah, right.
I was noticing as I was driving out at 5 a.m., this was the first day, really, I think I noticed how we're starting to get the breaks of sunshine.
Well, you get those clear skies in the morning and night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had a lot of cloudiness, but now that it brightens up, it's like, wow, yeah, those long days. So, yeah, very special, obviously. You know, the various schools have opportunities to do this in conjunction with Dow. And, of course, the Loons are on the road.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be in West Michigan playing the Whitecaps. We are listed as the home team, by the way, so we'll occupy the first base dugout.
All right.
Playing 6 innings of baseball or 2-hour time limit, whichever comes first. I think I can get 6 innings in.
I hope.
I hate to think 2 hours and not get 6 innings of baseball in.
So if you're like this, how are the kids? Beyond excited?
I don't know. They're in school, so they're not my concern.
I bet you they're also probably not mentally at school right now.
Might not be a good learning day for them, at least as far as school.
Yeah.
Well, we hope and trust that they will be able to maintain their studies.
Well, of course. That is part of the job.
Before it's necessary to take the field and just have a good time playing baseball in a minor league affiliate of a major league baseball team.
Do you get a little practice time before?
We'll be able to do some infield, outfield.
Okay. Is Coach going to go out and shag some flies?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to do that. I'll be hitting the flies.
Oh, okay. All right.
Got the fungo bat ready to go. Mm-hmm. And everything's planned. We talked about it yesterday, so everyone understands what needs to be done and how we're going to get through this and have a good time. And as much as I said, you know, we want to win the game, of course. We want to play well and, you know, enjoy the experience, because who knows? Will it happen again? I'd like to think it will. I think Valley Lutheran tries to do this on a yearly basis. But for some kids, you know, I don't know what they're going to do next year. Some might continue to play. Some might say, this 1 year is fine and not do it anymore. Maybe somebody moves. I don't know.
Right.
So enjoy that experience while you can.
Sure.
Yeah.
And weather should be okay. There's that hint of an isolated shower. I know that God would never let it rain on Dow Diamond today.
No.
Can they have spectators?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a very good point.
Okay.
Fans are welcome, by the way, if you'd like to come out and heckle me. It'll cost you $5. There is an admission charge to get into Dow Diamond, $5. But that gets you in for both games. If you want to enjoy some baseball today, the Loons aren't around. You don't want to travel to Comerica Park tonight. A little high school action with JV and varsity. Gates open at 4. Mm-hmm. JV game at 5, and again, varsity game at 7:30.
They probably have a maximum crowd of about 1,000, I would guess.
Yeah.
An event like this outdoors.
Probably have that.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice to be able to hit that.
You'd like to see that many people.
That would just make it extra. I might not be here tomorrow if that happens. But this is going to be cool. They're going to do team introductions, national anthem, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So,
So wait, so when they're coming up to the plate, will they get announced?
I believe they're going to announce when they come to the plate as well. Yeah.
Oh, just that's make a big league field yeah. for right. these kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, that's why you get this total experience and to have a chance to do something that, you know, we're blessed to have that opportunity, I guess you just put it that way.
You are the, did you say you're going to be the third base coach?
Yeah, I do the third base coach.
If there are fans there, it's Charlie Root at third base, then you can yell, why did you send him?
Exactly right. Or conversely, why didn't you send him? Exactly right. Or if something happens in the game that you don't agree with, when I come out to the mound to talk to my pitcher or change pitchers, he's doing great. What's going on? Or, it's about time you remove him. Which keep this in mind. Now, as much as I'm talking about this game and having fun with it, my schedule also shows us playing again tomorrow, the standard doubleheaders that schools play, and Thursday.
A doubleheader Thursday, too?
I got 5 games in 3 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Wow.
There are pitch counts
right
in baseball from high schools for Little League. So, as I've already told my parents, and I think they understand, if you're wondering why sometimes I do things I do.
Well, of course, right.
Sometimes it's not how the pitcher is pitching.
It's the rules.
It's the mathematics.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Because you gotta work it out so you have enough guys who can throw the ball over the plate and make those games work. Hmm. Oh, that's cool, though. And by tomorrow and Thursday, wow, mid and upper 60 weather.
I know. It's short weather.
Yeah. All those spring sports teams will have no idea what to do. I don't care if it's baseball, softball, whatever. So everyone's been outside, you know.
It's freezing.
Freezing, windy, cloudy days. It's about time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after all, we're getting to the midpoint of May this weekend, for goodness sakes. Well, anyway. Cool. So
make sure you get pictures.
I probably won't have time for that.
Somebody else better be doing that. I got too many things to concern myself with.